Chapter 2. Who is Christ? A divine being of light and a man named Jesus. Who then is Christ? Over the centuries, people have answered this question in very different ways. Some Christians claim that Christ is God Himself. According to these teachings, that understanding is not quite accurate. Others say Jesus was simply a wise man or great teacher. Yet these teachings suggest something quite different. According to these teachings, the truth is this: Jesus, the man, was the incarnation of the Christ. Christ is a great spiritual being, and Jesus was the human life through which that being appeared on earth. Christ is the greatest of all created beings. Christ is God's first creation, and the substance of Christ is of the same divinity as God. Each one of us, in fact, possesses some of this same substance. It is what we refer to as the higher self, or divine spark. This is what we are liberating when we do the gradual work of self-development. But none of us, no other being who has walked the earth, in fact, has this Christ light to the same degree that Jesus did. And that makes all the difference. Ushering in Christ consciousness. What time of year is most associated with Christ? For most of us, it's Christmas, because that is the time of year when the light of Christ returns with renewed force. This happens in remembrance of the greatest deed ever accomplished on earth. This light is so strong, so penetrating, and so glorious, it creates rejoicing. There is such wisdom coming from this light. Wisdom and light are one. In human words, we call this enlightenment. During this time of Christmas, the light of Christ penetrates into the lowest spheres of darkness here on earth. It also shines, to some degree, into the world of darkness. Maybe it's only a glimmer, but it is not nothing. When beings in the world of darkness encounter it, they don't like it. Unless, that is, they are ready to advance spiritually. In that case, they will welcome it and follow it. Those who are not that far along will find it very painful. As we grow and develop as spiritual beings, we move into this human realm. Here, as we succeed in bringing out this light from within, we will be protected against creatures who still reside in the world of darkness. Make no mistake, the light inside us and the light of Christ are one and the same light. Yet, despite the presence of this light, many people still resist Christ. The seed of evil. So often people have this inner reaction about Jesus that says, "What makes him so much better than me? That's not fair." Such thoughts and feelings often lurk inside us, and in them lie the seeds of the fall of the angels. This thought existed long before humankind. It was even there before the genesis of this planet, and it is what caused disharmony and evil to come into existence. Of course, no one at the time thought very much of this. We certainly didn't realize the danger or possible results that could come from harboring such an attitude. But right there, in the middle of that jealousy, lies a lack of faith in God and His capacity to love. For it may be true that God made Christ first and gave most of His substance to Him. Even so, if we have faith in the Creator, which God deserves, we would not think this was unjust, or that it somehow means we lack anything. Today, many of us are past feeling this way in any measurable way. But nevertheless, that little bit of resistance against Christ by a large number of people represents the germ from which all our evils have sprouted. It is what led to the fall. Why Christ came to earth. In what way, then, did Jesus Christ save humanity? What was this greatest deed of all? Why did he come here? One reason, of course, is that he gave us many very good teachings. But, true and beautiful as they are, the same basic ideas can be found in other sources. So that was not the only reason he came. The second purpose, but not yet the main one, was to show us how it could be done. Truly, if we look at the life and death of Jesus symbolically, we can see the stages of development we each must go through to regain the kingdom of heaven. Just as for Jesus, there will be times of testing and trial. We will also need faith in times of adversity, and we'll each experience a crucifixion of our ego with its vanity and self-will. Indeed, all this is there in the story of Jesus' life. Then there's the resurrection of his spirit. This shows us that true happiness and eternal life can be found after the ego has been crucified. It cannot happen without going through pain. But even this is not the main event. What was the real purpose for his coming? For Jesus truly was the Messiah, and he had a fabulously good reason for incarnating on earth, which we'll get to shortly. But first, it's important to know this. If Jesus had failed in his mission, and it was always possible that this could have happened, another spirit would have come. Jesus was the logical choice, and you'll come to see why soon. In the end, someone had to do it. Someone had to take on the task of going through all that suffering completely alone. At times, Jesus was even barred from divine protection. This meant he had to resist all evil and temptation through his own free will. Only in this way could spiritual laws remain intact. Further, it is because of this very fact of the upholding of spiritual justice that every single one of us, including every single force of evil, can now find our way all the way back to God. And that means everything. God, as we know, is the power. With that power, he could have done anything, even broken his own laws. But he didn't. Because that would have meant that many, many spiritual beings would have been stranded, unable to ever get back to bliss. This might have included any one of us. What makes return possible, then, is a vast and elaborate plan called the plan of salvation. Through this plan, it is now possible that every single created being, down to the last fallen creature, can sooner or later return home to God. Once we understand the plan more fully, it will be impossible to say that God is unjust. In addition, no one will then be able to say that our gift of free will has ever been violated. But we must also realize that the situation was extremely grave. The daring solution that upheld supreme justice for us all could only have happened if someone was able to fulfill an incredible task. Jesus Christ was the one to do it. If it had not been him, someone else would have had to do it. Would it have been you?